Now on Sports Talk, it's SC Wild with Major Billy Downer of the Department of Natural Resources. Major Downer is here to take your questions about the great outdoors in South Carolina. Give him a call at 888-898-2525. It's SC Wild from DNR on the Sports Talk Radio Network.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Good to have you with us here on another edition of SC Wild from DNR with Major Billy Downer, the Citadel grad, and just to put a smile on his face as we go into our segment tonight, the Citadel Bulldogs are winning over number two ranked Texas 3-0. It's got to make you feel really good there, Major.
Yes, it does. I mean, go Bulldogs.
Well, I think
we've done well in the past. Back, let's see, 30 years ago, we made it to all the way to the College World Series, didn't we? So,
yes, you did. 1991. But I'd say this, really the only thing that the Citadel should be really good in is rifle. If you're not good in rifle, then we're all in trouble.
Well, we were good in football, too, at one time. So we'll get there again.
But you protect us. You protect our eastern flank. That's what I'm saying. You've got to be good in rifle.
Well, that could be true.
Well, it's great to have you with us. Once again, a lot of things going on. Before we get to your guest, let me ask you about one of the big stories in the great outdoors in South Carolina the last couple of days. Did they ever catch that cat they were looking for?
Yes, the Bengal tiger.
Yeah, what's the story? Yeah.
So, looks like, to the best of my knowledge, it was a report from the weekend that took a day or two to come in, and then don't know that there's been any credible sightings to prove anything past that. So if there is a tiger loose, it would show up somewhere. It's not going to hide. It's not hunting in the woods. It's going to come out and try to find food somewhere. So I just don't know that there actually was one. But if there is, it will be seen quickly. I can tell you that.
All right, very good. You got your special guest standing by, Mr. Jay Cantrell. Major, let you take over with Jay.
Jay, thanks for coming to the show tonight.
Ready to talk some turkey.
Yeah, ready to talk some turkey. So, Jay, you've been on the show a couple of times. Just let us remind folks what you do for us. I still kind of want to know.
Okay. I'm a wildlife biologist in our big game program. And for folks who don't know, big game in South Carolina is encompassed by deer, wild turkeys, and bears. So myself, along with Charles Ruth, work in that program. And so we deal with kind of all things deer, turkey, and bear statewide, from management, research, outreach, all aspects of those species. So
absolutely. So we've talked about turkeys a good many times over the last few years. This year, just a reminder, this weekend coming up is a statewide youth hunting weekend. I know Jay will talk about that a little bit more in depth in a moment, but so for you 17 years old and younger, in game zones 3 and 4, it's March 19th and 20th. That's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I will be the first youth weekend, followed by the opening of turkey season in game zones 3 and 4, which is the Midlands here onto the coast, March 22nd through April 30th. So March 22nd will be the season opener on Tuesday following this weekend coming up, the youth day. Yeah, so just working through those seasons for a minute. Jay, on top of all that, in the last 2 weeks, we also launched our new license application with Grant, and the new license app for folks that may not have seen that yet. And there's some features on there which will replace our fairly new tagging system online. Jay, let's walk through that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is kind of a change. Some things people won't see a big difference, but some things they will. But we do have a new app and a new web portal through a vendor that works with a lot of different state wildlife agencies on licensing and lottery hunt applications and boat titling and harvest reporting and a whole sorts of things. It's basically kind of a one-stop shop for customer service dealing with your state wildlife agency. So we've got this new system that's called Go Outdoors SC or Go Outdoors South Carolina, and housed within all the multifunctions of that app and that web portal is our harvest reporting, our SC game check that we kicked off last year. You know, last year was the first year of harvest reporting for turkeys, electronic harvest reporting. And so last year we had an app and a phone line you could use if you wanted to, or a web portal. And this year we have all those things, but they're kind of new and improved and better functioning in this new system. And then there's an additional way we people can report this year too, that's a text to harvest, text to report thing. You know, there's still some people that are a little bit averse to using mobile apps, but they're fine using a, you know, phone and doing some texting. So there's a number that you can text and kind of have an automated conversation to report a harvest. So there's a lot of ways. You know, somebody doesn't have to be app savvy to comply with the reporting requirement. They can go onto the website, or they can text, or they can call. And the thing to remember too, all this information about this, as far as the details on the app and web and text and phone, is first on our website, but also everybody who has received their turkey tags, you know, all turkey hunters have to have a physical set of turkey tags. They got a insert enclosed with their tags in the mail that outlines all this information. And, you know, I talked to a lot of people and they were a little bit surprised about some of this. And I said, well, did you get your tags? And they said, oh yeah, I got my tags. I said, did you open them? No, I just got them, stuck them, you know, wherever they put their tags when they get them, in their hunting bag or in their truck or on a shelf. Or so the main message is, you know, if you got your tags, open them up, read the information that's enclosed in there, and it'll outline this. But it's a really slick app, and it's got, like I said, some new features. If people hunt public land, they'll be able to report the actual wildlife management area or national forest or refuge they're hunting. There's something in there called a hunter's toolbox, which I think a lot of our hunters will really love. It's a way to get real-time, up-to-date harvest report data. You know, the stuff that all the hunters are reporting gets tallied, and then people will be able to see it and look at it. So there's a lot of good things in this system.
So let me recap real quick, just for folks that may have just be joining us and wondering what we're talking about. So we have an electronic licensing app now called Go Outdoors SC. If you go to your phone, on your phone, whether it be a Android or Apple device, go to your app store and search for Go Outdoors SC. You'll see the app. It's going to have the DNR Circle logo there. You click on that. You download it. It's free. When you download it, you'll open it up, and it's going to ask you that you can add licenses. You will go in there and add your licenses. You'll create, you know, a little bit of you'll create a password to get in, then you add your licenses to it. It's going to ask you some very specific information about your name, last name, so last four, your social, and your date of birth, and it's going to pull up your records from there, and you can load your licenses onto your phone, and that will be sufficient to show that you have a license in the future moving forward. Now, I know for a lot of folks, that's a whole new concept, not to have a paper license, but this app actually serves as your electronic license. So it's something to look at. Again, Go Outdoors SC. When you look on your app store on either of your phones, whether it be an Android or an Apple phone. The other cool thing, like Jay's saying, once you load your licenses, there's you can go in there and hit licenses. You can get sunrise, sunset times, tide tables. It's got some really neat functionality to it. The tagging feature is there, so you can tag deer in the future. You'll be able to do electronic tagging there. You'll be able to do turkey tags. It's the first function of that this year, this season, as we start off on the 22nd. But as Jay said, just important to remember that you're still required to use the paper tags. Now, this is a new license system. There have been some hiccups here and there. Folks going hunting need to have those paper tags with them
If you haven't received yours in the mail, you can go online and print a set of temporary tags to use if you have not gotten yours in the mail once you order them. So that's an option there. Don't forget that. And when you take a turkey, remember you always need to tag that turkey at the point of kill. That's still a requirement now using the paper tag system. You got to tag that turkey before you move it. And then you're required to report it electronically through the app. So we encourage folks to download that, not only to have your license on hand on your phone, because everybody that I know of has their phone on them. They don't lose that. You also have the use that app to report your kill. And it's not going to tell your secret hunting location. I know a lot of folks are wondering about geotagging. It's not going to give that up. It just asks basic information like the county, the date, and whether it was in the morning or the afternoon. It doesn't ask for specific times. And then it'll ask you if it was an adult, like as a, was it a gobbler or a jake? So real basic information. Jay, moving forward, that information, though, is going to be helpful for us, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's great information. You know, we did that last year and got some really good info. And hunters love to see it, too. But it's good for us. It gives us a much finer scale of harvest data than what we previously got with our postseason surveys we did with hunters, because now we can kind of look at things on an actual daily level and kind of graph out, map out harvest by day and by county. And, you know, it's just a host of information, and it gives us a lot of good data for managing turkeys. It's ideal. And I think a lot of people like it. You know, it was popular last year, and I think this new system is going to be even more user-friendly and more functional for folks. So, we're excited about it. And just to add to what you said, you know, you do have to tag them at the point of kill, but you've got until midnight of the day of harvest to get a report in. A good thing, too, some people I know hunt or, you know, have a camp or something in a remote part of the state where they don't have great service. If you got this app, it works even without service. You can put your report in, and when you get into where you have service, it'll sync up and put
it automatically data. Sends it, doesn't it? Yeah.
So it's snazzy and works. And one thing too, just a little tidbit, you mentioned about searching for it on app stores. We're working with a developer on a fix to this, but in the Google Play Store for Android users, right now you have to, if you're searching, you have to type in Go Outdoors SC with no spaces between the words there. So just one string, Go Outdoors SC with no spaces, we'll find it in Google Play. But there's also links that go directly to those app downloads from our website. So, that's the big message for folks is, you know, if you got the app from last year, the SC Game Check, the standalone harvest reporting app, make sure you delete it. It won't work anymore. It's going to be non-functional. And get this new app and use it, and I think people will like it because all the functions you mentioned. Yeah, it's not just a harvest reporting app. It's got, you know, feeding times for prime hunting and fishing, and as you mentioned, tide tables and sunrise and sunset, and again, you can access hunting regs and maps of our properties. It's a very inclusive, multifunctional app.
So, Jay, let's talk for just a second about some of the data we're collecting. And some people are like, why are we asking for that? What does it matter about time of day? What are we looking for there?
That's just some historical data. We've asked that for a number of years, and it's kind of interesting really just to look at the percentage of harvest in the afternoons. We've been kind of tracking along for a number of years now with about roughly 75% of our harvest in the morning. And 25% in the afternoons. That doesn't so much affect management, but that's just interesting to kind of look at trends. And there have been some discussions. You know, a lot of states don't allow afternoon turkey hunting. And so that might be something, you know, if we get to a point where we need to change regulations, where we would look at kind of where harvest is occurring. But that's a little bit more of a gee whiz thing than the biological. You know, the things that we really need is that, you know, the adult, you know, the gobbler versus jake, and to kind of keep up with that, that's a pretty critical statistic to look at the percentage of the harvest that is made up by jakes and see if that's increase and decrease in stable, how high a number that is. So that's good information for us. And then obviously the county of harvest, and the type of land, public or private, to kind of keep up with those things. But the big thing from a biological standpoint is the number of birds killed, the county they're killed in, and an adult juvenile. Some of the other information is more informational and interesting to hunters and to us, just to kind of see how trends change over time. So, and there's also an enforcement component to this. This biological data for sure that we need and use, but it's another way to enforce bag limits. And so we're, we think it'll be a positive thing. And like I said, it's well received by most hunters.
It's definitely something other compliance. States have been using, right?
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Not the first state to do electronic tagging living across the country.
Absolutely. This isn't something that that we're breaking ground on. This is, a technique and a practice that most states have in place. And I think a lot of, a lot of turkey hunters travel and hunt elsewhere. And I think most people have, had some experience with something like this or seen it in the past. So, and, a few years ago, this would have been a much bigger deal. But I think a lot of people have gotten more comfortable with mobile apps and technology in the last few years. And so it should be a good thing. We just want to get good participation and good compliance from folks, because it's good information for us to have. And I think the hunters are really going to love to see the real-time harvest data and be able to keep up with where birds are being taken and, which counties or which WMAs. So
right. It doesn't place it where in the county. For folks who want to, somebody will know where I killed my turkey. No, it's just general the county.
It is. The app itself, you can use location services, but that's only for the sunrise, sunset, tides, those type of things. There's nothing within the harvest reporting that records or transmits any locational data. And there's nothing that says you have to report your harvest right where you took the bird either. You can do it hours later when you're at home. So.
Let's remind folks about this, the license part. Like you said, this actual, if you have not downloaded, go Outdoors SC on your app store. Once you put that on your phone, you can actually go in there, load your license data. Once you load what you currently have or your customer ID in there, you can then go out. If you hadn't bought your turkey tags, you don't have to go to the store anymore. You don't have to go to the store.
You can buy them right on that.
You can go right on the app. That's right.
Yep.
Remember, it's $5 for a set of three tags. You put your credit card or your debit card number in there, and it will actually go ahead and populate your license on your phone immediately. The tags will be there immediately, and then they're going to the actual physical tags will be mailed to you within a week or so there very quickly. So, again, if you haven't got your tags, you can load them on your phone. You can go to your computer at home and print a temporary set of tags out, so you could go hunting on Tuesday if you didn't have time to go somewhere to get tags. So just one of those things to remember. Non-resident tags are $100 for a set of two. Just to remember the difference in the laws when we changed them. Non-residents are paying more for tags. A lot of South Carolina residents believe that was a pretty good move. But the fee for South Carolina residents, $5 for a set of three tags. So, Jay, we're getting close to the end. Let's talk about that Youth Day real quick. This weekend, remember, it is a statewide youth day for 17 and under. There is no license requirement, no tags required for youth or adults going on these designated days. So the youth has to be accompanied by an adult, at least 21 years of age, but neither one has to be licensed. However, Jay, talk about, we kind of want to know what is taken so we can count that, right?
That's correct. And before I get into that real quick, it's not a statewide youth day. It's a Game Zone 3 and 4 private
fans
youth day.
That's right.
Because it's the weekend prior to the season opener. So this is Game Zones 3 and 4 this weekend, private lands.
And next weekend will be Game Zones 1 and 2.
That's correct. The next weekend will be Game Zones 1 and 2. And the next Saturday, the 26th, will be for wildlife management areas, public lands, statewide youth day. So, but, there is, as you mentioned, for these special use days, the requirement for license or tags is waived. But we do want to get the harvest data. So a lot of kids do have tags already. So if they got tags, they can put a tag on it and use the harvest methods we've been talking about to report. If you're taking a kid that is, you know, complete novice, never been before, doesn't have any tags, there's a method to go to our website and they go Outdoors SC part on the web where you can report for somebody that doesn't have a license or tags or any kind of customer ID in our system. But there's information on the front page of our website right now about that in the youth days. But yeah, it's important. You know, we're not really worried about that from an enforcement standpoint for kids. We want to get good information and good data. There's a lot of turkeys that get harvested on these youth weekends. It's very popular and it's early in the season. And so we don't want to miss out on that harvest data. So that's the big thing. We're just looking for reports. You know, we're not, you know, this whole thing's set up to be kid friendly. And so, like I said, no requirements for tags or license, but we do want to get a report on what gets harvested so we can include that in our season tallies and totals for the harvest. And it's, you know, it's good information. We don't want to lose out on a lot of good data. So that's the
nothing
big
required on the day
kids.
You go hunting. So that's the big news.
That's right.
You don't have
that's
to have anything
right.
to go hunting that
but, for kids during the regular season, regardless of age, they do need tags. So once youth days passed and the season's in, even if you're not old enough to have a hunting license, you still have to have turkey tags, and they're free for kids that are under the age to have a license. But they have to request them or go to one of our main offices and get a set. So that's
one more thing this weekend. Yeah. Limit's one. I want to make sure we're getting close on time.
Right.
Make sure we let people know it's one this weekend.
Yeah, the youth weekend, it's a limit of one for the weekend, and it counts toward their season bag limit. But, you know, it's a great time to get kids out. You know, early in the season, the birds haven't been educated or spooked, and we always hear and see a lot of good success stories from youth weekend. It's always exciting to see those pictures and hear those stories roll in. A lot of kids will have a big time this weekend and harvest turkeys. So we're excited for it, and just want to get folks used to this new system and getting some good harvest data. But yeah, take a kid if you got an opportunity and get out there and enjoy it. Hopefully we'll have some good weather. And we're anticipating the turkey season pretty similar to the last few years as far as, you know, the population that's out there. And last year, about 50,000 turkey hunters in South Carolina harvested about 14,000 birds. And we're anticipating, you know, similar results this year. So, just hope everybody has a good, safe season.
Absolutely. Remember, before we leave today, identify your target. Watch what's, you know, watch, make sure you know what your target is and what's beyond it. Biggest thing in turkey hunting, a lot of times folks shoot at movement. Don't shoot at movement. Make sure to identify your target. Know what you're shooting at. Know what the turkey, it's a gobbler. It's the real thing. A lot of people using decoys. Don't shoot at a decoy. Make sure you're shooting at a live bird. And the decoy shooting a lot of times happens when people are kind of moving along in property and kind of moving two birds. And sometimes that can be a no-no, especially if you're getting on property you're not familiar with. So make sure, again, never assume you're the only one out there. Then identify your target and know what, you know, the identifying features are of turkey and what's beyond it. So if you miss, you don't shoot something beyond the target. Phil, that pretty much wraps us up probably for tonight. I know we're getting close.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, Major. If you want to sign it off from your end, that'll be just fine.
Oh, yeah. We're glad to have everybody again. Another edition of SCY. We'll look forward to seeing y'all in another 2 weeks. Have a safe turkey season here.
Absolutely. Sounds great. And we're looking forward to the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic the end of the month. We'll talk with you more about that coming up.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Major. And thank you, Jay. Great stuff. All right, there you go. SC Wild here on Sports Talk. At halftime over at the Colonial Life Arena, Incarnate Word is leading Howard 28-26 in the women's first four. Second half, Coastal Carolina over Maryland Eastern Shore 27-20. And the NCAA men's first four, 15-37 to play, and Wright State leads Bryant 56-50. And Citadel still leads Texas 3-0 down in Charleston. That'll do it. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.